be about wearing new clothes, having good food, and having fun with friends. And that is what this kind of service here in the U.S. reminds me so much. And that's what I probably like about it, because those are sweet memories that come to my mind. I'm sure many of you have memories like that too, especially if you have grown up. I was talking to the pastor and I was asking him as to who brought this tradition. It's probably not the Indians who brought this tradition, but I believe this is an Anglican tradition that was brought into India but carried on by Indians, and we still carry that on even in this land, which is good. Nyabuhangal maraivadillai, arindu povadillai. Memories don't go away that easily. I'm reminded of a song that says, memories don't live like people do, they're always with you. But to the contrary, we just now read in the Bible where God is asking us to forget the former things. பழையவைகளை மறக்கும்படிக்கு தேவன் நம்மை அழைக்கிறார். மறப்பது எளிதல்ல, மறப்பது மனிதனுக்கு கூடாத காரியம். If you forget things, it indicates something else, right? Medically, then there is a problem. So it's not in the human nature, in human condition, normal condition, to forget things. And what is then God is asking us to do? எவைகளை தேவன் மறக்க வேண்டும் என்று நம்மை அழைக்கிறார். இஸ்ரவேல் ஜனங்களுக்கு தேவன் சொல்லுகிற காரியம், அவர்கள் வழி நடந்து வந்த பாதைகள், தேவர் இன் பாண்டேஜ், தேவர் இன் பாண்டேஜ் இன் ஈஜிப்ட். They were enslaved by Egyptians. Indraikku, we are bonded to so many other things, and God is asking us tonight, right now, to forget those things that are not pleasant to us anymore, and those things that are not pleasing in the sight of the Lord anymore. And he's calling us to focus on different things. He's saying, see, I'm doing new things. God is willing and able to do new things in our lives. And that is what God is asking and us to do. It's not in its literal sense forgetting the past, but focusing on different things. Not dwelling in the past. Even Israel, when they were in Egypt, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we cried when we remembered Zion. Memories are there. But we as Christians are called or challenged constantly to refocus. I don't know how many of you would go through this year and would like to relive this year. There are probably moments where we would like to relive and re-experience. There are moments, there are experiences that we have come through this year that we don't want to remember anymore. We don't want to relive anymore. கடந்து வந்த பாதைகள் எப்படிப்பட்டவைகள் என்று சிந்திக்கும்படிக்கு கர்த்தர் நம்மை அழைக்கிறார். Do we want to relive? How has the experience been this year? And that is what God is calling us to do right now. former things for Israel was life in Egypt. And for us, former things could be something else. It could be whatever challenges that we've had this year, whatever resolutions that we made in the beginning of the year, in 2016, we might have made so many resolutions. Thirmanangal, aneha thirmanangalai nam eduthirukka koodum. I was listening to the news last night, and they were saying 44% of Americans make New Year resolutions, but only a fraction, they couldn't even mention how much, what percentage that was, gets fulfilled. And most of it is towards being a better person. 16%, according to the statistics they presented, 16% of Americans would like to be better persons, and that's the resolution that they take. And 10% want to reduce weight. Very health-oriented, and so on. Thirmanangal eduppadu mukkiyamalla. தீர்மானங்களை எவ்விதமாய் நாம் நிறைவேற்றியிருக்கிறோம், இந்த வருஷம் எவ்விதமாய் நம்மை விட்டு கடந்து போகிறது என்பதை நாம் யோசிக்கும்படிக்கு தேவன் நம்மை அழைக்கிறார். பிரசங்கி ஒரு வசனத்தை சொல்கிறார். இன் எக்லீசியாஸ்டஸ் பிரசங்கி 7:8. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. Ecclesiastes 7:8. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. Everything that has a beginning has an end. We just celebrated Christmas, but Christmas has no meaning if there is no Easter. So we started the year with resolutions. We started the year well. How have we ended the year? This is a very unique opportunity for us, especially having come to this midnight service where we have an opportunity to look at the past and also a few minutes from now, look into the future. I don't think these opportunities exist in many places where we could really taste. There's so many things that happen, the countdown for the new year and all of that, but I think as children of God, people who believe and trust in the Lord, come together to really reflect on the past, how 2016 has been, and what do I want to do in 2017. It's a very unique opportunity. The end of the matter, end of a thing is better than its beginning. You might be thinking that it's better to have an end to the sermon, but probably that's not the interpretation, and I probably will finish the sermon pretty quickly. But that is a challenge that God has for us. Christ was born. Christ died and rose again. He finished it well. Are we able to finish what we decide on well? Stephen Covey says, start with the end in mind. For us, we talk about eternal life, a life that begins when we end this worldly life, this earthly life. End is important. So this moment, we are called to reflect on how we have ended this year, how we are able to end this year and learn our lessons, because I just would like to quote one more verse from Joel, book of Joel, and it's also in Deuteronomy and in Psalms, where the Bible teaches us to tell the stories to our children so that they would tell those stories to their children, and their children would tell them to the generations. It's about the work, the mighty work of God. God, the work that God did amongst Israel, the way he brought them out, the miracles that Israel experienced. And God is commanding us to pass the story on to the generations. Nam கடவுள் நமக்கு செய்த அதிசயங்களையும் அற்புதங்களையும் கடவுள் நம்முடைய வாழ்க்கையிலே செய்த நல்ல காரியங்களை நம்முடைய பிள்ளைகளுக்கும் பிள்ளைகளின் பிள்ளைகளுக்கும் சொல்லும்படிக்கு வேதம் நம்மை அழைக்கிறது. இன்றைக்கு when we reflect on how we have finished this year, are we able to tell those stories to our children? Are we ashamed to tell some of them? You know, I know, what we are so proud of and what we are not so much proud of. What are the stories that you and I can share? What are some of the stories that we don't want to share? Let's examine ourselves. Devan வேதத்திலே தெளிவாக சொல்கிறார், உங்களுடைய கர்த்தர் செய்த அதிசயங்களை உங்கள் பிள்ளைகளுக்கு சொல்லுங்கள் என்று. We have lived the year, we have ended the year, and it's absolutely God's grace that we are here tonight. I'm reminded of last year. When I was here all by myself. I couldn't be with my family. My family was in 3 different places last year because of certain situations in the family. But today, we are together as a family worshiping the Lord along with you. And I believe that is absolutely the grace of God. So God has enabled us to complete a year. Though we walked through different circumstances and experiences that we can share with our children, circumstances and experience that we probably wouldn't want to share and carry on and relive. But let's hope in the Lord that whatever way we begin, we would be able to end well. Every beginning has an end. Christmas without Easter has no meaning unless we end well. Our life wouldn't be able to produce the fruit that God is expecting of you and me. Let's commit the time into the Lord's hands. Let's bow down in prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, as we reflect on our own lives that we lived in 2016. You would help us see the way you would see our lives. God, we walked through circumstances and experiences that have not been very pleasing in thy sight. Yet you have been faithful and so loving to bring us this far, to help us see the end of a year.
God, we realize that the end of a thing is better than its beginning.
Help us to remember that you are calling us to live a life that is holy and acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name, amen.